Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They're not going to pleasure themselves.
No,
is that it?
Yeah, no trips to the windmill, Mike.
Oh, because they're just so virile. They just every 5 minutes they have to. Oh, that is just so.
Did they all get a box of Brando,
it's
too?
What,
a case of Brando?
It's what jerks crave.
Unbelievable.
It makes me realize that up there.
So let me tell you.
I don't like being like that.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
What's that creepy?
I watched that 50 times, so hopefully I can avoid behaving like that.
Her parents actually were born in Russia and emigrated here.
Oh, nice.
Or immigrated here, I guess.
Do they splash the pot whenever they please?
Whenever the F they please.
We are glad to welcome baby. Here is baby. We will have blue bucket of borscht, and we will have pink bucket of borscht.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Too many computers.
TikTok.
TikTok. Hit it up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoying our second decade of the show that's become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Paducah, Kentucky, Tracy, California, Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, Abbotsford, British Columbia, Canada, Fenwick Island, Delaware, Vung Tau, Vietnam.
Vung Tau!
You never disappoint!
That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Welcome. 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 For some reason, Rob and I started talking about Dick Robinson of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
CSB,
in the pre-show, and now I've got his voice in my head. I just can't help myself.
You attended CSB, right? But you never were taught by Dick Robinson.
Never taught by Dick Robinson. He may have rolled through a couple of times to see. I remember him being like the grand poobah that he'd come through. Hey, how you doing there, kids? Yes, sir.
Sure.
Hey, have you? Dick Robinson reminded me of Dude Walker's old partner, Doug Limerick. They were tall. They both had that kind of head. Blah blah blah.
I think Dude went to CSB too. Actually, to think,
yeah, because
well,
Dude's from
CSB was
Dude
like,
is from Dude Walker's from one town over where
right.
we grew up in
mm-hmm.
Central Connecticut. Central Connecticut, if you want to know what Central Connecticut is. Central Connecticut was not Richie Rich Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Richie Rich Connecticut was down south. They'd say. As a bedroom community of New York City, where the real hula mula was.
Okay.
It was about, about an hour south of where I grew up. And people just don't get that Central Connecticut was agriculture, too, that we
How
provided.
How far is it from the city? If you were to, like, you know.
From Hartford?
Yeah, if you were, like, for
My
where
father
you grew
had
up.
A 10-minute commute.
But, no, but I'm saying New that York. If you were to commute into New York City, you couldn't do it from Central Connecticut.
It would be I want to say 3 hours,
oh, okay.
three and a half
so,
hours.
Okay, that makes sense.
3.5 hours
yeah,
to get to
New
York
train.
City, you know.
Yeah.
I never remember. I didn't grow up as a kid who was aware of New York.
Really?
And that's how close I was. I was never really, it was not. The only thing we did was we'd visit my auntie Mary in New York City, because she was someone who worked and lived in the city for years and years and years. And it was super cool to go. It was a big deal when my family would load up the station wagon and drive into New York. And I remember that around the corner, I want to say East 71st Street and Lexington, I think that's where she lived, was a magic shop that I used to love to go to, because it was right there on the corner. And then she moved at one point and the magic shop was gone.
Oh.
And so we couldn't. It was just very cool. Went to see shows in New York. We do it like, I mean, for a while there, we'd do it like almost every year. We'd go down. That'd be a
and
big trip
then,
for our family.
Had the peep shows, if I recall.
I don't remember.
If you recall.
Yeah, because Giuliani hadn't cleaned it up yet,
yeah.
Right?
No, this is so pre-Giuliani, it's not even funny.
He was still practicing law.
Yeah, he was.
This is pre-Mayor Lindsay.
Mayor Lindsay.
This is probably Mayor Lindsay.
Yeah,
right
probably,
around the time
right
I'm doing this. Right yeah. around Mayor Lindsay's time.
You see, it's funny you should bring up the thing about the shows, because my dad grew up in Carteret, New Jersey, which was close enough at the top of New Jersey. You can actually see Manhattan from Carteret.
Yeah, that's a bedroom community of New York.
And when we were cleaning out his mother's apartment after she passed, we found a Filofax folder. You know, one of those deals like an expandable folder.
I still have one of those, yeah.
We opened it up, and there was like 80 Broadway playbills.
There were
like 80 Broadway playbills. And what we figured out is that she would send the kids to school, take the train in, see a matinee, and then come home. No one ever knew she was going to Broadway all this time.
And people that were avid theater goers would always collect those little yellow and black mm-hmm.
yeah, the playbills yeah.
mm-hmm. That they would have.
I always thought there would be naked ladies when I was a kid, and my dad would.
Because you thought it was Playboy.
Yeah, I was like, this playbill is all words.
Well, no, it's
yeah.
just naked pictures of Bill.
might have thought that it was the same thing
yeah,
when I saw it.
Yeah.
But I never, as a, I want to say 11, 12, 13-ish, that would have been the time I was going down there.
Okay.
I was never aware of the smutty part of New York. It was, even though to get there, to go to Broadway from where you'd have to at least drive past there or drive
Times
through
Square,
there.
Times Square, yeah.
I just wasn't tuned in, because I was just a doughy little dope. I didn't know it was going to, my horny pills hadn't kicked in yet. So, you
it
know.
Was 1971, and you're yeah. just year, focused on the magic shop.
What year was Mayor Lindsay? And I've never even heard the name before.
Well, I know around 1974, probably. God, I'm so old.
Didn't he give a sexually transmitted disease to Florence Henderson? I think she claimed
I
that.
Don't know. And, see, there's
that is
the
a deep cut.
And that's all he has. He has these little.
That.
See, he still says there was and there were incorrectly,
he's probably
even
right,
though he
though.
Was gifted.
I'm not saying he is.
You know?
He's a legend.
No, I guarantee he's right. I guarantee there's some story about that with Mayor
that's
Lindsay.
What landed with him.
Yeah,
John Valiant Lindsay was his full name, and he was mayor of New York City from '66 to '73.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Good run.
Okay, so he was, I just look at the main event and remember that. All right, so the idea of New York City was just really, really super special, and it was great. I want to say one other thing here, that the NHL family and the Washington Capitals family and a lot of people lost a really cool dude. Mm-hmm. Brian Bugsy Watson yeah. had a pizza joint in Old Town Alexandria for years and years, and was a really, really, really cool guy. Just a – there are tough guys and there are tough guys. Brian Bugsy Watson – and I'll call him Brian Watson because
okay.
he didn't like me calling him Bugsy – was just amazing. I mean, I remember he was, I think he passed this past week, and he was 78. Not sure the details, but Blair Stewart, who played many, many seasons in the NHL, sent me a text and let me know. And Stewie, God bless you. And I know he's a dear friend of yours. And my heart goes out to you and all the guys on the Washington Capitals alumni that were so close to Brian. Brian and I had the pleasure of skating with the Washington Capitals alumni. He was a real alumni. I was a fat disc jockey. And it was so, so very cool. What did I get a text about here?
Hold on. I just wanted to tell you, I was able to confirm the story. I didn't want you to look at it.
Oh, this is the Florence Henderson
thing. Yeah, yeah.
We've moved on.
I got it.
Yes. We believe you.
So here's Brian comes up to me, and to describe his face was he looked like a hockey player and a boxer. That just was he could have played a movie tough guy. That
wow.
was Brian Watson's face. And let me show you. I'm going to show our listeners this because it's just it's worth taking a little time, because this is a great story that I had with him. There's so many the toughness of old style and current day NHL players cannot be underestimated. You don't know. I got so close to it. That it's just, you know, and I'm so far from a tough guy, it just doesn't, it's hard to describe how tough these guys are, that the pain that they live through, the surgeries that they endure to play the game. You don't hear about it in the NHL like you hear about it in other sports. Even Conor McGregor, when he breaks his leg in the ring, you know, I'm like, well, that, you know, hockey players have had, you know, terrible, terrible injuries all over the years. So I'm going to bring up a picture of Brian Bugsy Watson.
Conor's this past weekend was more karma, right?
Probably.
A lot of people were probably high-fiving when that happened, you know, because he's.
But he was kind enough to come back and say if it had gone two rounds.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to show you. This is the face of a tough guy here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember watching him, and I think he played for the Red Wings and the Capitals. He played a lot of seasons in the NHL.
What they say, Mike, is call Central Casting and send me a hockey player. They'll send him because he looks exactly like a tough guy hockey player.
Yeah.
Did you?
I've been doing this. I posted this on Facebook, guys. I can tell both of you this. I'm getting emotional because I've been doing this too much lately.
Yeah.
It's being in your 60s. So just a little warning for both of you.
During this a pandemic.
This starts to happen a little bit. And it's just we're at a – I think we were – he would only come out for the really big charity events. He wouldn't skate. We had a regular game in my 30s on Sunday night at Benfield Ice Arena where the Washington Capitals alumni guys would come out. And you'd get other guys that were just pretty high-level hockey players. And then you had me along for, I think, comic relief.
You've mentioned it before. Where was this ice arena? And it's closed now.
Around the Annapolis area.
Okay.
Around the Annapolis area. And the in fact, Stewie, when he texted me yesterday, you know, even through all the stuff that we went through, and obviously he was hurting. I'm so blessed to still have friends that that dropped me a line and let me know what's going on. It just was so funny to get this information. Then I said, I said, thanks for letting me know, Stu. So sad to hear the news. He was a larger than life guy. So glad I got to know him. He said, yeah, he was special. Sorry, Stewie, take care. And he goes, well, hope you're well, buddy. Gathering speed. That's what they used to. They still say that to me.
That's
after
great.
After decades, they say this to me where I would get the puck and they would say gathering speed. And I was so thrilled because I got to skate with real NHL players, guys that I'd watched growing up. It was such a thrill. So Brian Watson, I didn't know that well. I didn't know his career that well. I think he had I wasn't a Caps fan back when he was there, but you couldn't miss him because he looked like, you know, don't get in his way.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting there on the ice and we're warming up and all of a sudden I see him and he's like, he's skating over me. He's skating over to me. Oh, Jesus, what did I do? He's skating over to me. And he comes up to me. First words the guy ever said to me goes, hey, how about that Gordon Liddy? Little right of Attila the Hun, huh? How did you say? You don't expect this guy to go, you better watch it. Yeah. And he was smart. And he was a smart business guy.
Cool.
And he was fun. So Brian Watson, for all of you long, 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 long time Washington Capitals fans and you NHL fans, wonderful human being. And my thoughts go out to his family. All right. This is the thing we wanted to talk about today. We have been discussing this issue probably for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we finally made a scheduling change for the Mike O'Mara show. We did not billboard it because we wanted to come to you and the explain ourselves.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
A proper announcement.
This is regarding the schedule change that we had where you've noticed a bonus show on Friday. And just a bonus show on Friday. Over the past decade, they added them up for me. The guys did. We have provided, are you ready for this? Over 3,200 episodes.
Mm.
Wow.
That is 3,200 episodes.
Damn.
If you went to American University. Just amazing. Really, just an amazing amount of content. And we drop it every day. And we are very proud of the effort that we've made for that. We will continue to provide this show to you with a fresh new episode every weekday. We are going to do that for you. But since we do live by, well, Oscar taught us to live by this, the
yes.
credo, evolve or die.
Right.
We have been discussing the Friday show that we do in addition to the bonus show for some time now. There are a lot of reasons that we are modifying this. We are modifying this primarily because we want to bring our numbers up for the bonus show. That's the long and short of it.
Yep.
Our metrics show that Friday is our least listened to weekly episode. The non-bonus show episode.
Yeah.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
We've had discussions for months about focusing our efforts on our Friday bonus show in an effort to boost subscriptions to our bonus and maintain the quality of the shows Monday through Thursday. Yeah. And that's why we've been discussing it. So if you're wondering and you're going, what about this? What about this? Well, there's a certain type of troll out there that makes a lot of noise about it. And unfortunately, those are the kind of people that don't subscribe to the bonus show.
Yes.
But they love to get on when there's not a Friday show and throw darts. And that's why I'm explaining it to you now. This means that for you bonus show subscribers, it's hard for me to describe how much we value you. Very little will change for you. You will still get a commercial-free, uncensored bonus show each and every Friday. To the others, if you're still craving a Friday episode, this is an ideal time to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. The bonus show is an amazing way to head into your weekend. It's a different energy.
It is.
And we hope that even... it's going to have an even better energy now. To be perfectly honest with you, when we do this, I know it's only 90 minutes. It's not a four-hour radio show. But when we do this 90-minute show, and then we kind of throw a bonus show on an additional taping, while they're good, they're not as good as they can be. And I want them to be better. And more importantly, we want more people to subscribe.
Yes.
And we want to keep this show going. So really, this is a time that we want you all to subscribe to the bonus show, an amazing way to head into your week. And we hope you do that. So the content will continue with no plans to stop. It's just coming to you in a new way. We truly hope that with our new bonus show push, we will continue to thrive and bring you the shows you enjoy 5 days a week. That will not change. And for those of you that haven't done it, every time I ask Oscar for this percentage, it hurts me. But since we're discussing it, I have to ask now because I don't know the number. I don't remember what the number is. What is the percentage of our audience that subscribes to the bonus show? Because it surprised me the last time you said.
It's less than 5%.
Less than 5% of people that listen to this. So if you're out there and you don't subscribe to the bonus show, you really would help us chug along and keep going. That's it. Yeah. That really would be...
That's the reality.
That would be the reality of it.
And Mike's right. Look, we joke about evolve or die, but realistically, it's the quality of the content we want to give you. And it's, and at least in my eyes, the ability to give you better content, work harder, work smarter, but also drive people to one of our major legs of, you know, sustaining these lights and continuing to evolve the show, which is the bonus show subscription.
Yeah, and from the studios that you two broadcast from, we should point out that for me, this is what I do. When you see me doing this show, this is my job. I there are realities at play. I am 62 years old. And doing 5 shows a week is just fine with me. And there are people that constantly will throw darts. And I think really I get a real core feeling from the group of people that listen to the show that people get us and they understand what's going on. But they do want to be communicated with because we always have. And that is why we're making this announcement right now.
That's where we made the mistake, Mike. Too much communication.
A long time ago. Yes. We did it. But the two guys there up in D.C., just to pull back the curtain a little bit, they are on the Mike O'Mara show, but they also work at a business called Podville Media, which I have an interest in. And Charlie Burney is the grand poobah of that.
Charles.
And Oscar Santana is the other grand poobah of this.
Co-poobah.
And Rob Spiewak and Ponyboy Matt Bloom and interns we've had go through the door and Rob Ford and people like that.
Yes.
They work for that business.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on with this business because it continues to grow. And I want to be as fair to myself and my family and to the listeners of this show as I can. And to be honest with you, I love everything about doing this show, except on days where we feel that obligation to shoehorn a bonus show that we don't dive into with the same energy that we dive into the regular show. And we've talked about it for months because we knew it was real. We knew it was something. We hope. If it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. We do hope that this move can offer some kind of boost in our bonus show sales, because we have to get that. We'd love to get that to continue to do what we do. I'm not making any kind of threats that if you don't subscribe to the bonus show, you're not going to have our show. We're doing fine. We have a good advertiser base. We're doing okay. We can always do better. And right now, this is what we need to do. And we need to do it for a variety of reasons. But the most important reason is to make sure that the quality of the bonus and the quality of the regular shows that we do continue. And that's it. I can't really, I don't know if you guys have anything to add, but I don't. I think that's pretty much it as far as what we're doing with our schedule. And, if you don't subscribe to the bonus show, you're missing out. That's the bottom line.
I hope the push works, because the bonus show is so much fun, because it is just a step away from the show. It's still us, but it is so free and open. And we had a moment on the most recent bonus show that I couldn't wait to call my friends and family and tell them about Mike misreading the word jarred. And to a person, everyone thought it was one of the greatest moments. And that's the kind of
one
thing
of my great screw-ups of
it
all
was,
time.
But it was so organic. It was so
Do you know
marvelous.
What makes it, you know what made that so special?
What's that?
Because of how rare it is.
That's true, Mike. A precious gift. A precious gift indeed.
Rare. That was one where all of a sudden, oh my God, it's jarred. Jarred. But Jared.
They must be the sponsor.
But we're all playing along. I even said, I don't know. Sounds British. I don't know. But it's just the bonus is so great. And also because the bonus is so wide open, we're more apt to experiment with stuff there. Yeah.
No, the bonus show for me personally, I would say, one out of six.
Oh, damn.
I would have a day where I would be like, and I don't like feeling like that. And also when Oscar was talking about the metrics and what we want to do, we want to make sure that every show is treated as special.
Yeah, right.
And we are. And also give everybody time to, you guys time to do your
Joe jobs,
your stuff that you do, and me time to, spend enjoy my old age.
Yeah, these floors are not going to sweep themselves.
Yeah. It's not like I'm Johnny Carson or anything like that. I'd like to be. I would love to be, this is part of who I am. I say that all the time. I said that to people out in Spokane, Washington, that this is part of who I am. Never in a million years did I expect that. And by the way, playing golf with a couple of guys over the weekend who said they listen now. And that got me. Awesome. And so you guys are pretty funny. And I'm talking about brand new people that just know that I do this stupid little job. And it's just fun. It's fun to still bring that to people and seeing out there in Spokane, Washington, when people pass it along to their kids. And then their kids get hooked on the show, too. We want to keep up the quality. We want to do that. But damn it. God, when you say that to me. Less than 5%. I mean, really, come on.
Come on.
We've got some of the most, we have the most talented, powerful fan base in podcasting.
Yeah.
I kid you not, Mike.
It's definitely, I don't want to be sexist because we have lots of wonderful women that listen to this, but this show, especially when I do a meet and greet and I just come back after meeting everybody and getting hammered. with people out in Spokane. We'll talk more about that in a moment. The idea of mothers, daughters, fathers, sons listening and having that kind of bond I had with my dad over the Boston Red Sox is super cool for us.
It's surreal.
And we want that. So the last thing I wanted to say about our schedule and our schedule change, we are not... We love doing what we do, and we try to do the best we can, and we think we've got a pretty good thing going here. But when it comes to behind the scenes and when it comes to business, We welcome all suggestions as far as building up that bonus show and doing a bonus show push. So anybody out there, if you ever have any thoughts on what you can do to, you know, get that out there, because we're talking about something that if we were able to improve that number within our own community,
right,
it could be a real game changer.
You want
for
our
the
wives?
Show.
Come on, we'll bring them on.
I'll let you sleep with Carla. If you can bring, well, I don't care. I'm 62
well,
years
I'm
old.
Well, I'm okay with it too, but keep in mind with Carrie, it is actually sleep.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean sex either.
No, just sleep.
As I bury myself and unbury myself here. No, just, you know, within the community at 5%. Yeah. I'd like to get that reasonably, Oscar Santana. Yeah. Reasonably, as far as bonus show subscriptions.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, I do not in any way want this schedule change to reflect. We're holding you hostage
now because we want.
But the fact is,
you just offered
on
our
Friday,
wives up.
That's you know, we. But
you
that
didn't.
Is that's just the
no,
fact,
I can't
Jack.
Do that. No. She barely wants to be with me.
What would be a number that to you would be we? That's a great accomplishment.
Oh.
If it was 10%,
yeah.
If we
15%,
got if we got to 10% before the three of us or one of the three of us are in the dirt, that would change our lives.
It better hurry. Then.
Change our lives.
Well, Jesus. Especially with me. So do that.
No,
check
I
it
think,
out.
I think, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
He's on deck.
Yeah.
Rob Spiegel.
Well, he looks good, though, today with black. I like when he's wearing black.
From the waist down.
What are you wearing from the waist down?
Culottes.
No, what are you wearing?
Jeans.
Are you wearing cargo shorts?
No, jeans. I haven't worn shorts to the new office.
Do you have a jacket on, or is that just a polo?
No, it's just a polo, and it's 103 outside, so there'll be no jacket today.
Oh, it is
okay.
Brutal. Right.
Yeah, it's bad out
it's
there.
It's soup outside.
Hello? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, you know. You chose it.
Yeah, I chose it. Yeah. But I also had to deal with all the Washingtonians. I don't know. Florida in the summertime. It's like, give me a
you
break.
You know where I want to move?
It's hot everywhere. Have you looked in the Pacific Northwest? It's hot everywhere, people.
I want to move to the Grand Tetons. That looked like a good time.
Yeah.
No, it's hot out there right now. Let me look at Jackson. Let me look at Jackson and tell you what it is in Jackson.
Jackson.
It's not the same Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you what it is
stay in America,
Jackson, Wyoming right now.
Somewhere that's vacation
right.
land.
What is it? Roughly, what is it where you guys are right now?
It is in the upper 90s with what they call the heat index of 103.
It is 91 where I live right now.
That's oh, wow.
Is it a humid 91 or a dry
Of course,
91?
It's always humid
It's
there.
Ridiculously humid. Jackson, Wyoming.
Always humid at Mike's house.
All right, here we go. Jackson, Wyoming. Oh, it's 83. And guess what's in the forecast?
What?
Smoke.
Oh.
That's
I ask you not.
No.
Look, it is smoke.
It is. It
oh
says smoky.
God. Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
All right. This thing doesn't focus. It's a really good camera, but Jesus. Hello.
It has ADD.
Hold it up to you. Yeah, smoke, because there's so many fires out there right now. It's horrible.
Smoke.
It's a horrible situation. But yeah, I mean, people said to me, Florida. Yeah, it's hot down here. It's hot all the time, but it's now. You know, as the planet burns up, and that's another thing I wanted to talk to.
I mean, maybe it's so hot out there because of the fires. If they put out the fires, maybe it would cool down.
See, when you act like that, and you're that cavalier about something that doesn't up it, and then you get like super sad if something happens in your backyard or to you personally. But otherwise, when you realize about people being evacuated because of wildfires out in the western part of this country, and you're like, yeah, it's hot because of the fires. I could care less about anything unless it impacts me.
My apologies.
The whole western part of the country is on fire, Rob.
I know this.
Are you concerned?
I am.
You're doing your part. He's recycling.
What's that?
He's doing his part.
I am. I'm recycling. The cans go in the bin. I care for the environment.
All right. Well, you know, I think black is a good color for you.
Thank you.
You do look great.
Yes.
What are the pants or jeans?
Just jeans, yeah. Just
and
jeans.
And what's the foot? always
That's
jeans.
Gotta be,
yes.
It's got to be clammy down there.
Yeah.
You want to know the heat index?
No, I don't.
I'm addicted to this this movie that I'm watching right now. I never turn it off. And
which
that movie is Moneyball.
Oh, it's a good movie.
When I was going to talk to the people that don't subscribe to the bonus show,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say, is not subscribing to the bonus show fun? Is not subscribing to the bonus show fun? Then what you having fun for? Hear that? Hold on, gotta be quiet for a second. Okay. You hear that? That's the sound of not listening to the Boner Show.
Mm.
Yes.
And then I turn over the water bottle as I walk away. Could watch that forever. We got to take a break. Thank you for taking the time to understand our schedule. We'll take a break. Come back here with the wonderful homepage and lots more fun. And really, Rob, it's a stunning color on you today. I love you in black. I think it looks fantastic. Thank you. Really do.
I might have to buy some more shirts.
No, it's nice when you don't have like a Run DMC t-shirt on. Anywho, we'll take a break. Be right back on the Michael Mara Show.
Hate rap music.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad. But that just creates dilemmas.
It does.
Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. I love that no food is totally off limits. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program, more than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals and Noom will personalize a weight loss program to you. Oscar loves Noom. And Carla has that. That's what I talked to you about last night.
I smooshed it.
That's what I talked to you
about. No.
Oscar loves Noom. You didn't smush it enough. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And now it's time for the homepage, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Well, Richard Branson made his space flight yesterday. I was all over this, basically becoming the first guy to build his own rocket and blast himself into orbit. At 71, he is also the second oldest guy in space. John Glenn was 77 when he went up on the shuttle in 1998. Branson's Virgin Galactic flight went 53 miles above the New Mexico desert, achieving weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes. Now, that's the part I saw, the clip that I saw when, just for a second, I felt like I'm just watching Richie Riches,
you know,
do that little thing. I mean,
and also, I mean, like that you phrase it that he built his own rocket. It gives the impression that it might have been like in his backyard.
Oh, I think I think you all are discounting the idea that somebody has invested their own personal private dollars into this type of enterprise and then successfully gone into space. That's big for everybody. And our kids, maybe we won't see this, but our kids, or if you're maybe sub 10 years old, you will definitely see what's to come where our family members, if they're flying to Europe, for example, they'll probably get there in like an hour or L.A.
Because they'll go up into space.
Or if you're going to New York to L.A., instead of taking 5 hours, it's going to take 40 minutes.
But don't fly Frontier in the future.
I don't think Frontier will be doing that.
We need all the astronauts to stand on their numbers.
The ship had five other crew members. Branson was originally supposed to go up later this summer, but he moved his flight up after Jeff Bezos announced he was going up there on July 20th.
Boo.
Branson claims he was not trying to outdo Bezos, but yeah.
Of
hey, Jeff Bezos. Remember Mike O'Mara's show? Remember that? That show that we used to say, shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara show homepage. Remember what you did to us? Yeah, my ass still hurts.
Wow.
Damn.
There's a rocket up there.
Bezos sent his congratulations to Branson on Instagram and said, can't wait to join the club. I think Jeff Bezos is a total hump dick.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do. No, just like, yeah, can't wait to join the club. It's like, me, baldy, me. Okay, Mr. Burns. Good luck.
I feel better about Virgin Air getting there before.
Yeah, I do too.
Bezos. Yeah.
Because Richard Branson's a better dude.
Yeah.
I think he's done more for the world.
Also, I like that Elon showed up at his house at 3 a.m. and barefoot, just hanging out.
I saw that.
Ah, the rich go. Three guys. A hotel. This is all right. Now we got to get serious for just a second here. A hotel housekeeper. Who this freaks me out.
Yeah.
May have thwarted a mass shooting at a Major League's All-Star game. Three men and a woman were arrested Friday night at the Maven Hotel in Denver after the housekeeper alerted police to a large stash of guns and ammo in their room. The hotel is near Coors Field, which is the site of this year's game. Festivities began yesterday, and the Home Run Derby is tonight. The actual All-Star game is tomorrow night. Police confiscated, are you ready for this, 16 rifles, more than 1,000 rounds of ammo and body armor. The room was on the 8th floor, and police think they could have been planning a Las Vegas-style shooting. Jesus Christ. One of the suspects also posted a message on Facebook recently saying he was planning to go out in a big way. So we'll know more later about this.
Yes.
But I guess what,
scary.
The 8th floor, they could shoot down into the ballpark? Is that what they
also
were
not bright,
doing?
Mike. Not bright.
Yeah, not bright at all.
Yeah.
Very scary.
But
very
amazing,
scary.
And thank God she saw it and said something.
Was it last week we were talking about that game that somebody found that was really expensive?
Yes.
Video game.
Yes.
A sealed copy of Super Mario 64 for the Nintendo 64 just set the record for the most expensive game ever sold. Uh-huh. It went for $1.56 million at auction. Now, is this...
That's not the value. That's not the value. This is where people get pissed off at the wealth gap in America.
Right.
This is some Bitcoin millionaire saying, F it. I'll buy that. No problem.
The record broke the one that was just set last Friday for the same auction house. It was another Nintendo game, an unopened 1986 Legend
that
of Zelda.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
For the NES, sold for $870,000. Okay. FYI, don't go rummaging through your closets for your old copies of these games. The Zelda game is a very rare original version, and only a handful were made, so yours most likely isn't one of them. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
All right?
Jerks.
I mean, they're telling us what to do.
And, you know...
Okay, complete sheet? Shut up.
Just last week, I spent nearly $4 on a new Atari paddle controller.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, but the 64 isn't that old. I don't know why that went for 1.2.
In the case of Mario, less than 5 copies are known to exist.
What?
So that's why.
What?
Yes. Less than 5 copies.
I take everything back.
All I know is, you know, when people are bidding that much, I think they ought to give them a big jug of Brondo. If we had this info a year ago, we might have been hoarding coffee like we hoarded toilet paper. This new study at Northwestern found that drinking a lot of coffee might lower your COVID risk. Researchers looked at the eating and drinking habits of 40,000 adults. That's a real study.
All right.
And people who averaged at least one cup of coffee a day had a 10% lower risk of COVID-19, which seems weird, but apparently coffee has been linked to a lower risk for pneumonia before too, so it might be for the same reason. They're not sure why it seems to make a difference, but people who ate a lot of vegetables also had a lower risk of developing COVID-19 symptoms, and people who ate processed meat at a slightly higher risk. Hi, Paulie.
What about Mike? What about people that eat a lot of ganache?
Paulie, did you see that post that Paulie put from the Chinese restaurant?
It looked pretty good. When you get the table that has the Lazy
lately,
Susan.
He ate so well in New York this weekend, and it's all bad for you food, but it was just so He just looks
he's
like
so
the man
happy.
Knows how
All
to do.
I
he's
know
so happy.
Is that it's not going to take any time for him to fill his pool as long as he gets in first.
Thank you. All right. That's Rob, Paulie.
Yeah, he's
I love
being
you.
Mean.
I love you, darling.
All right. Oh, those wacky South Koreans. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
A university in South Korea is testing a new type of commode that turns your waste into digital currency. More simply, it pays you for your poop. It's called the BV toilet, or the BVI toilet. And an engineering professor came up with it. Basically collects everyone's waste and turns it into methane and manure. Then the methane powers things in the building, and the manure is used in a nearby garden.
Fantastic!
That's really the way it was written, a nearby garden.
A nearby garden.
Oh, who's in the garden? I don't know. Paulie was in the garden earlier.
These are the worst strawberries I've ever had.
Each time a student uses the toilet, they get paid in a digital currency the professor created called Jigul, which means honey in Korean. And honey, I miss you.
Honey, honey.
And you're pooping well. Then they can use that honey to buy stuff on campus like coffee and snacks. So it's just like recycling.
Yeah, and the coffee, and they won't get COVID.
He says the point is to show how valuable our waste can be if we just think outside the box.
Yeah.
The bowl.
I like where their heads think about you don't like going in public restrooms. There's no way you're contributing to that, Mike.
No, I don't like. I'm so happy to be home with my clear ear.
Yes.
That still won't advertise on the Mike O'Mara show. Hey, listeners, if you ever get motivated, send clear ear.
Yes.
A note or an email to their marketing department and talk about this
the
show that you listen to.
The 2022
budget. Yes.
Please tell them there is no bigger supporter of them. I've sold clear ears without them advertising.
Out of the back
so
of your
please.
Trunk.
Be aware of that. Now, a little something, something. The Ohio State Highway Patrol. I always want to say university. Ohio State Highway Patrol recently shared dash cam footage. I watched it from earlier this month of an officer pulling over a vehicle for speeding. When the cop walked up to the car, he noticed that the guy was choking. So he got him out and started performing the Heimlich maneuver.
This is one of our favorite maneuvers.
Yeah, we are. This is the maneuver, the Heimlich. Baron Chokey von Heimlich created it. Thankfully, it worked. Turned out the guy had tried to swallow a baggie of marijuana when he got pulled over. The man was cited for speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and marijuana possession. The trooper's name was Charles Hoskin. And the perp's name was, it's hard to read how it's spelled here. Here it is. Stoner McIdiot. There it is. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I tried to suck it into my lungs. I don't know. Maybe I hadn't thought it through. I'm Seth Rogen. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Bye.
Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show. We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives. Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast. Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS. Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off. For a limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back. Won't you please help us?
True.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free. Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, daddy.
Yeah, you don't need to help him. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show.
By helping us, you help us.
I like him being my indentured servant. This summer, we're seeing signs of a more normal life. Finally, we can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures.
Yes.
Like smiling at your neighbor. Have you tried that recently?
Yeah. Wouldn't kill
I might
you,
try that.
It?
I might try that with the lady across the street tomorrow. I might just come
Big
out of
smile.
My house if she's out there and just look at her and go.
Is that the smile you're going to use? It's more of a grimace.
How about seeing a movie? Out of that.
TikTok.
And going. And going to the post office.
Yes.
Okay, some parts of normal life aren't so great, but with Stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, right from your computer, then schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's simple. You get Easy. Discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can compare carriers to find the best rates every single
time.
Awesome. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com just like we do. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. All right, welcome back to the show. Oh, where to go? You know what? I want to hear about Rob's odd cousin.
Okay.
I want to hear about your odd cousin, Rob's B-Wag.
I should first say that we welcomed a new baby into the family a few weeks ago, which is awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
I love that. I guess it would be
you're a father again.
Trust me, it ain't me. But I think it would be my second cousin because it's my cousin's kid. I don't know how it works exactly.
I always get confused. Remember when we had Ann Dowd on?
Yes.
From Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
Emmy Award winning Ann Dowd, a cousin of mine, and we could never get it straight.
Your family tree was like a weeping willow.
Well, it's the Irish, you know? Yeah, they're just like rabbits.
So it is my mom's sister's son's baby. That's where how it's at. And right. It's very
pretty
cool.
Close.
And my mom went over.
Is this like the good looking family that you always try to glom onto?
No, certainly not.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
They're fine. I mean, they're.
No, there's. I just know that there are certain. You have a very large family
I do.
Tree.
My mom is one of
one
eight.
Segment where they're really attractive people.
Yeah, I think.
Specifically women.
Yeah, when, I see the last name, I'm like, oh, when did that happen?
Yeah, this isn't that side of the family.
No,
sure?
It's not. Yeah. Okay. So, well, it's they're on that side of the family, but it's a sister, I believe. And I think I know who you're talking about.
What?
I'm a little nervous.
It is.
Well, yeah. What? Excuse me. You started babbling there. What does that mean?
I believe the segment of the family you're thinking of is my mom's other sister, not this sister.
Okay, but
by blood.
Your mom. You know, is a very, very nice looking lady.
All right.
And
I'll
so
be sure I, you to tell her that you said so. You'll
no,
make her
is,
day.
Does your so mom, I, but does I, either your mom's sister, is she more, does she have more of a smoke show factor than the other sister?
What happened is this, is that one of the sisters married
by
a
the
gentleman.
By the way, somebody who's never heard this show would tune in right now, Oscar, and say about you and me, how can they possibly talk to him like that?
We're all friends.
What One of my mom's sister has several sons that all were very good-looking young men, and they all have very good-looking wives.
Got it.
So I'm not
showing.
So I am not blood related to them, but the
of course
the
not.
Husbands
Look are. At you.
Anyway, my mom went over to visit my aunt and the family.
Oops.
And the
I went the wrong way with my hair. I'm sorry,
Mike. You did that 10 years ago.
No.
So the young couple was there with the baby.
Yes.
And it should be said that the mom, her parents actually were born in Russia and emigrated here.
Oh, nice.
Or immigrated here, I guess. And so there's a little bit of old school charm they bring with them. So like when the parents, the Russian parents, come over for a family Thanksgiving, they in the past have brought like beets to eat. Because, you know, that's their tradition.
Do they splash the pot whenever they please?
Whenever the F they please.
We are glad to welcome baby. Here is baby. We will have blue bucket of borscht, and we will have pink bucket of borscht.
All right, I'm sorry.
So just by dumb luck, my mom went to visit her sister. And the family was there with the young baby. And the baby was fussy, as babies are when they're a couple months old. And
was their gender reveal pet?
Yes. They cut the cake open. It was red.
Baby is communist.
Okay, so you go over to the
My mom
house.
Went over, and the baby was fussy. And my mom said, you know, I think the reason the child is fussy is the baby seems to be congested.
Oh.
And do you have, and she says, yeah, I think that's probably the case. The mom says this. And my mom says, do you have an aspirate?
Yeah.
And the baby's.
That's the little bulb.
Yeah, it's usually
that you
like light
suck
blue.
The snot out of the baby's.
It's usually like light blue.
Yeah, you can give them albuterol, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't think you want to give them albuterol.
No, you don't want to give them a major drug. You take the, it's a little plastic tube.
You just rub it on
it's
their
like
gums.
A, it's like a turkey baster.
Almost, but it's got a soft
you suck
little
out.
Tip.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I use mine in the bathroom.
Well, Mike, as we have said, you are fastidious.
Oh, I'm yuck. So sorry.
So,
it's so disgusting.
My mom said, do you have an aspirator? And she says, no, I don't use that.
I want you to bring more stories to the show because I have more fun doing this than doing the rest of the show.
Okay. What you need to know is my mom said, do you have an aspirator? And
okay.
She says, no, I just use my mouth.
Oh, God.
Just like a mother goose.
And my mom said, no. To take the congestion out,
yeah,
and she's
you.
And like because she, my mom assumed there had to be a miscommunication, and she says, "No, yeah, just I use my mouth."
Yeah,
and so that's what my mom passed along to me and to everyone I've asked. No one has ever heard of this, and no one even begins to think that it's close to all right.
You just make a seal and then suck it out.
Yeah,
that's true love.
That is, man.
That's bonding the next level.
And so I really that troubled me greatly, and I thought I'd bring it
I
to your attention.
I thought it was interesting when my mom would rub Vicks Vapor Rub when I was 30 on my chest.
How is baby now? I've sucked all snot into mouth.
That must feel so good. And in my house, I will suck out the baby's snot whenever the F I please.
Anyway, I just
it's an
thought,
old Russian tradition.
I suppose maybe it's something you do in Leningrad. I don't know. But it really shocked me. And the more I thought about it, I wanted to just hang up on my mother when she was telling me about
it. Yeah, it's not that crazy.
Did she do it in front of her?
She didn't see her do it. But she said that's her method.
For a little baby, is this the wife or is this the grandmother?
This is the wife.
Do you think that's part of Russian culture?
Maybe. I will. You
maybe
sure don't
the
see
tariffs it? On Kleenex were such.
I'm worried if I Google this, I might get a bad site.
Yeah. What if
I'm
the tariffs on Kleenex were so high that they're like, F this. We're just going to do it this way.
Well, maybe. But I would think that they would have like Russian surplus aspirators. Or something.
An aspirator is pretty expensive.
No, it's not. It's a bulb. It's a little rubber bulb.
What am I thinking about then?
You're thinking of like an iron lung, maybe?
No. I've seen what my sister has for her kids.
All right, I've put this
expensive.
In the search bar, and I'm just going
to
hit search.
Yeah.
Okay.
You tell
do
that
Russian
to the
mothers do Russian mothers suck the snot out of their babies' noses?
That,
here goes.
I'm guessing that did not autocomplete.
Oh no, I hope not.
It is not a healthy practice, especially the sucking with mouth. They wrote it for people to write.
That sounds like it.
It is not healthy practice, especially the sucking with mouth. All the organisms that are causing the infection you are trying to take in.
Oh, that's gross. It's horrible.
Yeah, I just wanted to share it with you guys because it really...
Is it like a clamp down and like vacuum out? What do you do?
Well, I
think you have to be careful.
Like
you
a know, Slurpee?
You don't want to suck the baby's brain out.
Well, especially with the soft spot. The thing looked like a monster from Star Trek. The baby's head was pulsating.
That would be so terrible, you know.
The top of his head looks like a soup bowl. What happened?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's pretty disgusting.
You definitely want to leave the mouth open. Yeah.
Everything on the internet that I'm seeing says don't do it.
All right.
That poor kid, Dimitri, when he grows up, he can't wear hats.
Dimitri Spivak.
He'll be like, my mom just did that Russian thing and messed up my dome. Can't wear hats now.
He comes up from the ring with a cup of water.
Cousin Yuri does the opposite. He just does farmer's knot, you know? Right out there on the field.
That's the way. We've all done that. That's for sure.
Sure.
I've done that.
During the show.
I've done that in the car the other day, you know? We'll be right back.
Checking in live from the deck of the Jack Tar.
Do you know that Pony has something peculiar and unexpected in his car at all times?
So I got an inflatable fishing kayak.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I never thought I'd get a gone fishing from this guy.
I like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods.
You don't even eat them?
I mean, I don't want to eat a dirty Fairfax fish.
Bad fish.
I'll eat, like, flounder if I'm, like, surf fishing in Virginia Beach.
I caught you a delicious bass.
This shark will swallow you whole.
Whether you're the skipper on the deck of the Jack Tar or the SS Caballito.
Caballito.
Small horse.
The Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center has everything you need for your next fishing expedition.
One case of apricot brandy.
Happy.
Iranian caviar, and don't forget the color TV.
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and as we say on the high seas,
here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, the hot summer months are here, and we need to be proactive to keep our body fueled up and hydrated. I'm outside almost every day,
yeah,
and I'm out in unbelievable heat, like with a heat index that would blow your mind with the humidity down here. I have my own little tell. If I start to really miss out on getting hydrated, I get a tiny little low-grade headache,
yep,
and that tells me that you better get on the pony when it comes to hydrating, and Liquid IV is going to keep you fueled up and hydrated so you can be at your best. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. And it tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry,
oh, yeah,
and lemon lime.
Love it.
It sounds like summer, doesn't it? And it's so important. It's the number one thing, I think, when you're out there enjoying the great outdoors, especially when, you know, the entire North American continent is on fire right now.
It's a frying
pan. Far as it's incredibly hot. We live on Liquid IV at TMOS because it makes us feel great, and the taste can't be beat. What makes Liquid IV so effective? Cellular transport technology, mm-hmm, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 11 million servings globally. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That is the method I would recommend.
Please.
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, time for some self-deprecating fun. Right?
Can I have 5 seconds real quick? A shout out
yes,
to my buddy John, who just texted me. He's listening live. John says his brother-in-law was forced to do the snot-sucking thing once were they on vacation and they did not have an aspirator. So it does happen.
The male?
The male had
the
to do
father?
It. Yeah, the father had to do it in this case.
I thought it was usually the female bird.
Well, it's not it's not a gender-specific thing. So anyway, it's just...
Well,
oh, it's your kid.
I mean, it's not like...
You clean your kid's butt, you're going to suck up a snot.
Yeah, pick up the puke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, and it's... No, I'm not going to say this.
All right.
But it's in my mind, and I don't know whether I can go on without saying it. It's not like they swallow it.
No,
that's true.
Spit
that's
it
true.
Out.
Yeah, and probably brush your teeth shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Do you this have any so Listerine gross. Strips, please?
It's your turn to suck out the snot.
So that's right. Nasty.
I thought it was bad having to get up at night. At least that was just changing a diaper.
So I'm going to spotlight this, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm doing it because... ultimately, I feel like when I do this, it makes me a better person.
Okay.
That was great. I can't wait.
So we had a great time in
at that body.
Spokane, Spokane, Washington.
Right.
However, the next morning, I got the look from Carla, and the look telling me, you know, that I had one too many. And she said, you were a handful to get upstairs to the hotel.
Oh, that's bad.
You wanted to go to the another best. Location with listeners, and you did it. And I said, well, was I okay at the meet and greet? Because the last thing I really remembered was sitting around, and a lot of people brought birthday gifts, and I was doing this. So she said, yes, there was no problem with that. You were just you were an a-hole getting back to the room. So I apologize. We moved on. I get it. You know, I was excited. I was drinking IPAs, which for me are very, very alcohol hazy inducing.
Well, I will say this as someone that has followed and worked with you for a long time. The IPA, you love the flavor, so it tends to sneak up on you. And it has in the past as well. Me. Yeah, it does. It's not like Miller Lite or a Michelob Ultra.
No, it's not. And it's just too much. Too much. So, you know, I said, sorry. Hey, too much melon.
What do you want to do now, Lancelot? Get S-faced on an IPA?
That's got a 6.5, Mata.
Yeah, 6.5, and that's one of their easy ones. And by the way, out there, you know, where they hunt grizzly bears,
yes.
I think they got some, you know, IPAs that'll knock your D in the dirt. I really do believe that. I finished making the rounds, and I'm not really imbibing. Yeah, probably I was imbibing them, but not as, you know, sit down, enjoy it as much. Because I'm talking to everybody and everybody's got a story, and I wanted to make sure I got all the stories. And I was thrilled that we had that many people show up in Spokane, Washington for our little festival that we do every day. Very, very happy about that. So by the end of the day, though, that's a lot of energy. It was super hot out in Spokane. And I
Record-breaking heat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that now I'm going to offer this up for anybody on Facebook that has seen Joel Rogers, who was a videographer for the meet and greet. And he's very technically savvy with that. He's the same guy that took pictures of our book all over the world.
He's a gadget guy.
When our book came out.
Yeah, and also a roller coaster guy. He loves taking pictures of coasters.
Roller coaster tycoon.
Yeah. Roller coaster
Joel
guy.
Rogers.
Now, I don't think Rob or Oscar have watched this in its entirety. And this is, you have to skip to the very end.
Pull it up here.
Yeah, please do.
You have to skip to the very end. And at the very end of the video, there's a quick cut. There's one where I'm sitting at a table talking to everybody and I'm enjoying gifts. And then Joel does an edit. And then there's a picture of me and Joel and Gabe Strine. And I believe Serena and my wife was there. And
that's
a good lineup, man.
Like good people.
We got a bunch of people. And Gabe and I are like next to each other. Gabe and I really enjoyed each other's company. And Dirk is on the other side of me. And we're sitting there. And somebody's got a weird, like, maybe one of those camera sticks or something.
Mm-hmm.
There
selfie
was a camera
stick,
there. I don't know what it was, but it was a camera. And I'm just here to offer this up to you. If you want it, because you really can't tell unless I tell you or you know me. Mm-hmm. But I went back and I looked at this and I'm like, wow, this was towards the end because I am really on the cusp of being totally ossified.
Yes.
I am like right about to the point where it's going to be better. And what I say is, I say, quote, that's a creepy little camera you got there. And then I mumble something about so's my hair. So, no, it wasn't that bad, Rob. It wasn't that
okay.
But I'm saying,
but
so's
were you
my
were
gray.
You fading a little bit?
I was 1,000%
yeah.
Like ready for put me in the car,
understood.
Take me home
understood.
At that particular moment. You've all been there.
Yes.
You've seen it. We've all had our moments.
Yes.
We've all seen
yes.
each other
sure.
when we've been at our worst. It's just
embarrassing.
Happens.
It is.
We like, you know, the three of us share that. If there's one thing we share, we like an adult beverage once in a while. We really do. And so at the very end, I take a drink of my IPA, which has just been delivered. And I am here to tell you that if I finished that and we didn't go before, then it must have been Carla must have had a rough night.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and then I take a sip of my IPA.
Okay.
And I do this thing. That's a creepy little camera there. And then I do this. Carla says this is my like, you know, he's going to be a dick smile.
Yeah.
But I said, that's a creepy little camera there. I guess for this look. And then I'm like, guys, you may agree. Here with that, and then I take a sip and I go like this.
I see it.
Oh,
I see it, and it's so. He's absolutely right.
Isn't it me when I'm at that dark side, and I don't want.
Well, you're not to the dark side yet, but you're knocking on the door.
I'm knocking. No, I'm pretty much. It's get me out of there.
Yeah,
it's get me out of there.
You've got
it
this.
Really
the time is now.
Cool.
The future is now.
Oh, I'm looking for it. So embarrassing. It was so very. You know, I can probably play it. I can play it.
Oh, that's coming.
Here we go.
I'm looking
for... I'll play
it again. Oh, here we go. Holy
Hey, we can't say that word.
Here we go.
There they are.
That's a creepy little camera right there.
That's me.
I brought this for the roller coaster, but since you're here, it makes me realize how great I am.
We're going on roller coasters. Well, he's going on roller coasters on Saturday.
Oscar, I'm going to put up a better
You know what is so great about that is the contrast. Really the contrast of... That's a creepy little camera. Well, and then he says, I bought it for the roller coasters.
Mike probably caught it because the picture's here. Yeah.
Well, then check out Joel's look at the very end.
Yeah.
Joel's look at the very end was just like, man, he is
Someone's hammered.
Hammer time.
All right. Hold on.
I like that Joel.
Trying to find it on the fan club. It's very hard.
You want me to send it to you?
There's a lot of stuff. No, I got it here. I'm going to put this.
It's deep. It's deep down there.
It's a creepy little camera.
What was today? National Posting Day?
It is National Posting Day.
I'm sending it now, Mike. Just be in your
text. Is it really? Well, no, I'm going to get it on my phone from you, and I don't know.
I don't want it on my phone. You want me to email it to you?
I don't want it on my creepy little camera.
I'll email it.
Okay, forget it. It was this. I don't know what happens on the fan club sometimes. There are like a million and one posts and some doubles, too. Yes, we know it's hot. Thank you very much. We get it. We understand.
We understand it's hot, Arthur.
We understand. We also understand that you are very drunk. Thank you, Jimmy, waving at the crowd. Always nice to see that. Very good. All right. I don't know if I'm ever.
I'm emailing
going to
it to
see
your,
it again.
Your email.
Your electronic
now,
mail?
Yes.
Yes.
So oh, you are?
Be there in a second. Yes.
It's right now hurtling through the internet.
Oscar's
Zoom.
Very quick. Very, very quick right here. There it is.
You don't look drunk. But you know, the people that know you know, like, you are hammered.
Yeah.
But I think I probably could. I'm still at the level that I can fake it.
I got a glimpse of the screen, and the tell for me is the way you're seated. It's not how you sit when you're at full attention.
Right. It should be in your
end. Ten in my 50s.
They're
wrapping
the manufacturers.
Here we go.
All right.
I heard you. All right. Here we go. This is the clip.
Yeah, we're not talking about you.
Nobody likes.
Oh, look like my dad.
That's a creepy little camera right there.
I brought this for the roller coasters, but since you're here.
It makes me realize how great I
am. Okay, that's the word. That's the word. It makes me. It makes me really, guys. It makes me realize how great I am there. So let me tell you, I don't like being like that.
Hi, Joel.
What's that creepy? I watched that 50 times, so hopefully I can avoid behaving like that.
Can you isolate that, please,
no,
and boost the level?
Yeah.
Just that's a creepy little camera.
That's a creepy little camera.
We'll have that.
There you go. And I'm looking into space like this. I'm like, mean eyes like my daddy had.
Mean eyes
like my daddy had. Daddy had the mean eyes. He's had too much to drink. Yeah. Thank God we weren't beaten. Anyway, we got to take a break.
I blame the heat.
Yeah, the heat. Yeah, it was hot. That's what did it.
Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't. 700 ounces of beer in my belly.
No.
We will take a break. We will come back with the dumpster with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here. Hey, he's got a creepy little dumpster coming up.
Wait, do you see who's in it?
Mean eyes. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, wise men have looked for a savior.
Our Father, who art in Texas.
One man would change everything.
I'd like to thank our good friend Trip Affleck, who just has such passion.
His message was love. His power, absolute.
His power maybe has gone too far.
Do not take him out of his position of power. He's the passion. He's the passionate guy.
I've just gone in and turned him into a super administrator.
Long may he reign.
His grace divine.
His passion was something to truly behold. You could study the passion of Trip. The passion of the Trip.
I'd watch that movie.
But his providence came at a price.
Shame on you, Oscar Santana, for letting some guy try to extort you into slamming my personal close friend, Trip Affleck, who's all he's trying to do.
A veteran.
Is get the name.
Name names.
Get the name.
The passion of Trip Affleck. Only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Buy the bonus. Feel the passion.
Is that Twitch doing the voice there?
Yeah,
is
he's
that,
doing the voiceover, the movie voiceover.
His Biggie voice. He's very versatile. Very versatile guy, you know? Let's offer him a job. Oh, I'm sorry, we already did that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The big news this week is the red-hot housing market. Home prices are rising at the fastest rate ever. Whoa. So, honey,
whoa.
What does this mean to you? Well, if you're paying PMI, have credit card debt, a line of credit or need for cash for any reason, you can tap into your home's equity, thus putting you and your family in a better place than possible just months ago. Whether a purchase or refinance, the time to act is now, and you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your fam. They are a direct lender, which means they have their own money, and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they will. I've seen it. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows in the twos. And with 20 years in the business, a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, and over 5 years working with the Mike O'Mara Show, listeners, why would you call anyone else? Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer today. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And remember, they don't have any creepy little cameras there.
No.
There you go. Here, all right, let's see who's hiding out in the bottom. What dead body is in there right now?
It's Wayne Rogers. Happy birthday and many more.
Mr. Rogers?
No, the late Wayne Rogers.
No.
Wayne Rogers from MASH.
Oh.
An interesting
How
choice.
You doing, Wayne?
It's Wayne Very. Rogers. Happy birthday and many more.
Very good.
That Thank was you, a Rob. Message for your son a little early.
It's very nice. Very, very sweet. Yeah. Creepy. That's creepy.
Say, hey, Michael, do you like that show MASH?
MASH. Fantastic. What, Daddy? What was that?
Mm-hmm. It's Wayne Rogers.
Okay.
All right. Here's something that I never thought about, that big pop stars actually sort of look around to figure out they're not going to release their songs and albums at the same time as other big pop stars.
Oh, like movies.
It makes perfect sense. Like movies, right?
Yeah.
So Ed Sheeran commented about the people he's scared of when he has a release.
I think every artist, when they release, finds out whether Drake, Taylor, or Adele are releasing. And they go, what date are they going? And like, can we put out? I think every artist does that. But I wouldn't say I'm jealous of any of them. But all of them make me strive to work harder.
He has actually That's got a cool. pretty good sense of humor about himself. If you've ever seen the movie Yesterday, which was a sort of a niche movie
I
about
have.
A guy who gets bonked on the head or gets electrocuted and he comes back in a world where the Beatles never existed. He's the only one that remembers the Beatles music. But Ed Sheeran plays himself in it, and he's very, very funny. Recommended.
That's cool.
Now, do you still watch The Bachelorette, Oscar?
Yes.
There's a preview of tonight's episode that they put on the website.
Yeah, it's tough to get... Look. This is sexist, but and maybe it's just
Yay!
Fair game.
Oops, sorry.
What?
I didn't say that.
I don't mind the train wreck of watching the guys be train wrecks doesn't entertain me as much as the train wreck of when it's The Bachelor and there's a gaggle of ladies that are just cutting each other's like throats to get to this guy.
Well, this is tonight is
But I watch.
Tonight is The Bachelorette, and you know there's always been plenty.
That's probably the same with women. When you say it's sexist, women probably feel the same way. Where The Bachelorette, you know, that's something where the women probably like seeing the guys flame out. That's probably the way it works.
Right? There's always been a lot of jerks on The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
But there's a new no jerk policy, and let me explain why.
That's funny to hear.
Well, I think you'll like this. The Bachelorette, the contestant, actually made a request of the panel that, you know, the young men that are the bachelors.
I kind of had this idea I thought would be fun where the guys in the house all have to agree to withhold their self-care as long as possible, if you know what I mean. I cannot wait to see the boys and give a little look, make it a little hard for them. Make it very hard for them.
I'm gonna fill you in on a juicy secret, and it's called Operation Whoa Whoa. Because Katie wants to see which one of you can hold out.
This sucks.
I wonder how they're going to enforce
how it. How jive, contrived, disgusting, gross. What? They're not gonna. Is this that they're not gonna? They're not gonna pleasure gross. Themselves.
No,
is that it?
Yeah, no trips to the windmill, Mike.
Oh, because they're just so virile. Just every 5 minutes they have to. Oh, that is just so gross.
Just keeping you up to date on what's going on in Hollywood.
What are they going to do all
Did
that
they get Brando? Did they all get a box of Brando,
it's
too?
What, it's
a case
what,
of Brando?
It's what jerks crave.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Yeah.
I have...
can I just say this about these shows?
Yeah.
It's just so hack.
Oh, it is.
It's so completely, hey, this will get a lot of people. Yeah. Because he's not, it's just so, there's just no creativity in it whatsoever.
Meanwhile,
you know what I mean?
The host is allowed to all he wants.
But do you understand? I mean, I come from a background of, I've done things you can't get more hack.
Of course.
You really can't get more hack. But just when you've got the TV and you got a fleet of the, that's why, you know what it is? They don't have writers, do they?
No.
They really
no.
You know, anyway, that grosses me out.
All right.
That's nasty.
Every day when I come in with the dumpster, I have a favorite tape. This is my favorite tape today that I'm about to play. Oscar, if I were to tell you, what TV host do you associate with? Whoop.
Oh, Wendy Williams.
Of course.
Yeah.
She is so unhinged in this clip.
See, I'm an old guy. I was going to say Arsenio Hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would mean woo, woo, woo,
woo. Oh, woo, woo.
She's woo, woo.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there is a 19-year-old TikToker named Swavey. Have you ever heard of this influencer named Swavey? This, I'm not going to set it up to spoil the ending, but just know this is way off the rails, and this takes a turn that you do not expect. Here's Wendy Williams doing Hot Topics.
I have no idea who this is. Neither does Norman. Neither does one person in this building. Maybe Sus does. Do you know who Swavey is? Clap. Clap if you know who Swavey is. Okay. Sus?
Nah, it's not my cup of tea. That I got going on right now.
Well, he's a TikTok star. He's got more followers than me. 2.5 million.
Mm. On TikTok, but on Instagram, you have more followers.
Who's that?
Well, as one.
That's her sidekick. But you need to stay.
Sidekick?
You need to stay with.
Hi, Wendy.
The entire motion of this conversation.
Son, Kevin would say no one uses Instagram anymore.
What?
And as far as TikTok, I don't use that at all. I don't know what that is. I don't want to be involved. So here he is. He's 19, and he was murdered Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. How screwed up is that?
She's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Whoop, whoop.
She's always been an idiot. She's an idiot when she was on the radio.
Look at Oscar. He's holding his face.
I had seen
what
the
a nice
story.
Segue.
I had seen the story.
So they trashed the guy, basically.
Yeah.
They trashed the guy and then mentioned he was murdered.
Exactly. Mentioned the murder. Exactly.
Well, the timing of her.
Yeah, she doesn't have time.
The timing's always been off.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether she's fallen down or telling a story.
Yeah.
But this is of all time, like, not appropriate. Just a gaffe of gaffes.
Yes.
Yeah, and it just proves that, especially in that medium, in the medium of TV talk,
louder,
screaming, you know, you can
she's competing her numbers
headway
against the dead man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah. Just a weird
anyway,
moment.
Anyway, that was so.
And how about the audience?
Oh, they're great.
How about Rob? That was his favorite clip of the day.
Because it's so screwed up.
I know.
I mean, hey.
No, you're not normal.
Into your soul.
Anyway.
You're not normal.
Mike, you say what you will about me, but I've finally decided to get vaccinated. I haven't told you guys, but I haven't been vaccinated yet. Yeah. I decided to get vaccinated because three of my favorite artists have collaborated and done a PSA that made me want to get vaccinated. These, of course, are Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Mia X.
Juvenile.
And this song is called Vax That Thing Up, and it's changed my mind.
But before you find a day check, you gotta wait check. Gotta go vaccinate check, get it straight check. Girl, you look good, want you vax that thing up. Use a handsome
like
brother, want you vax that thing up. They in real life, you need to vax that
I'm
thing
up. I'm
feeling freaky all
full
night.
Remix.
Well, what I've done is, before the show today, I actually got three of the Johnson & Johnsons. So, I'm feeling pretty good.
Good for you. You gonna get a booster?
I'm gonna get two Moderna boosters.
Yep.
But they're in Jello shots.
Trade them with your friends.
Exactly.
There are a bunch of different ones coming out. You can eat.
Now, Mike, I want to close with this. Know this. This went viral over the weekend. Siri is a heartless bitch.
Mm.
Okay? This poor kid failed one of his midterm exams, and he asked Siri to cheer him up.
Hey, Siri. I failed my final exams. Can you tell me a joke to cheer me up?
What's the difference between you and your grandma?
What?
Your grandma passed.
Heartless bitch. Jeez.
The Dark Audio Vault.
That's your digital dumpster.
Wow, Rob.
Have a great Monday, everybody.
That was all Spiewak on that digital dumpster this week. Happy Monday. I hope he strives for a little more normalcy tomorrow. That'll be fun. Wow. Okay. And he died.
It's Wayne Rogers.
God. All death all the time. Rob's obsessed with dying. So that's what that is all about.
Well, you know, the inevitable, Mike. We all got to deal with it.
Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hey, Ed Sheeran was alive. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I am alive and kicking.
If you like to eat, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
Oh, good for you.
What do I do?